Wayne, your question for Tim.
I was wondering why the Catholic Church, when they pray to Mary or venerate Mary, that they she is called the Mother of God.
Yes.
And also the Hail Mary, when they do the Hail Marys, isn't that idolatry?
Gotcha.
It's idolizing Mary.
Great.
You know what? Those are both great questions. Let's talk first about Mary as the Mother of God. Well, the first reason why we believe Mary is the Mother of God is because it is an historical fact. The fact is that Jesus Christ is revealed in sacred scripture to be God manifest in the flesh, right? John 1:1-3 says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And then in verse 14 it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Well, how was he made flesh? He was born of the Virgin Mary. So what we have here is Almighty God was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which means Mary necessarily is the Mother of God. And you also have Scripture telling us in Luke chapter 1, verse 43, St. Elizabeth says of Mary, after she had conceived Jesus and goes to the house of Elizabeth, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come unto me?" And of course, she's referencing under the power of the Holy Spirit, 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 9, when King David said of the Ark of the Covenant, "Who am I that the Ark of my Lord, who am I that the Ark of, of my Lord should come unto me?" And so we know the scriptures are here revealing Mary to be the new covenant Ark of the Covenant, just as in the Old Testament, the Ark was the Ark of Almighty God. Of course, the New Testament fulfillment of that Ark would not have something in it less than the God of the Old Testament, because then the fulfillment would be less than the type. We know that, of course, the New Testament Ark would be the Ark of Almighty God. So, of course, Elizabeth calls Mary Mother of my Lord God. Mary is, in fact, the Mother of God. And, my brother, this leads to us honoring Mary, because think of it this way, brother. The Bible gives us basically two essential reasons why we honor some members of the body of Christ more than others, right? Think of this. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17 commands us to give double honor to the teaching elders. Now, what does that mean? That means, guess what? I'm going to honor the teaching elders twice as much as I honor this knucklehead sitting here right now, Cy Kellett, because the Bible tells me to. So, number one, we honor some members of the body of Christ more than others because of their office. But number two, we also honor them because of their holiness, or what God has done for them, in them, and through them. Well, the Blessed Mother is a great example of that, because in Luke chapter 1, verse 48, she says, she prophesies under the power of the Holy Spirit, "All generations shall call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me." Well, the Blessed Virgin Mary has done the greatest thing that any human person, and notice I said human person because Jesus was not a human person, he was a divine person who had a human nature and a divine nature. He was fully human, but he was a divine person. Mary did the greatest thing that any human person has ever done in the history of the world, and that is she, through her yes, in Luke chapter 1, verses 37 and 38, she said, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word," and as a result of her yes, Jesus came into the world and all of us could be saved. So, of course, we honor Mary because of her office as Mother of God, and also the fact that she cooperated with God's grace and God did something through her greater than. In fact, without Mary, there is no Jesus. There's no Apostle Peter. There's no Paul. There's no 12 apostles. There's nothing. There's no New Testament without Mary's yes to Almighty God. Now, could God have chosen someone? Absolutely. God could choose anybody he wants to, but the bottom line is he chose Mary, and Mary said yes. Does that get you started anyway as to why we honor her? But please understand, we do not adore her. We do not worship her. That would be a mortal sin for a Catholic, because we adore and worship God and God alone. But we honor her because of the great things God did through her.
Okay. First of all, you have the Trinity, which is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She was the mother of God the Son.
Amen.
Not God the Father.
Amen. Right. That's good Catholic preaching right there, brother. Now, understand, I kind of sound like I'm jesting. I'm not jesting. That is absolutely what the Catholic Church teaches. She is not the mother of the Father. She's not the mother of the Holy Spirit. She is the mother of the second person of the Blessed Trinity incarnate. But the second person of the Blessed Trinity is Almighty God. Hence, she is the mother of God. She's not the mother of the Trinity, but she's the mother of God because she is the mother of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who is God. He is. And as Colossians 2:9 says, I'm sure you know, that in him the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. Right? It's not like part of God is in Jesus and part of God's in the Father and part of God's in the Holy Spirit. No. All of God's in all three.